ends of the Gemara and the Flam of Ches and Anachmen. Those are the two sugyas in our Perek, both of which are related to the issue of Shmura Matzah, Matzah Lishma. On the Flam of Ches, Hamad Beis on top, Rabba says, Ushmarta Mesamatzah, Smata Mishtameras, Hashem Matzah. That's what we've been focusing on. What we have not focused on yet, because tomorrow we'll get to it, not today, is Rav Yosef, who argues. Yosef Omar, Omar Kro, Shiva Semen Matas Tochelu, Mata Nechelas of Shiva, Yaman Yosef Zush and Nechelas of Shiva Siyaman, Al Yom Balayla, a Tanya like Rabba, Tanya like Rav Yosef. Oh, very good. A whole series of brises. And there are other reasons given, as we said before. There's lechem oni is a question, and then matzah shira is a question, mechol malshavas is a question. Well, these are three technical issues which are discussed subsequently. Those are not so critical. Rabbi Rav Yosef, what they're fighting about is somewhat critical, but again, not for today, because we have to focus more on the issues we've been discussing until now. Good! So on a simple level, you see from here, is a din of Lishma, right? That's what it seems to say. But it says, what does it say? Matzah mishta meres, the shame, matzah. That's our girsa, right? The shame, matzah. Okay, as opposed to the shame, zevach. Doesn't say matzah mishta meres, the shame, mitzvah. The shame, matzah. Now, of course, the two might mean in this context the same thing. So Rashi understands. L'shem matzah shel mitzvah. Although the word mitzvah is not found over here, Rashi understood it. Why didn't Rashi understand it that way? For a simple reason. That if it means simply the shame matzah as such, well then why is there an exclusion? What do you mean? To exclusion of this, she'ein mishtameres l'shem matzah el l'shem zevach. That's not true. It's talking about, it is physically matzah. It is physically matzah. So what are you talking about? Therefore, Rashi understood on a simple level, you need matzah shel mitzvah, the mitzvah of Leil Ve'erev Tov Matzah, 15th night of Nisa. And here it's no. Here's for a different mitzvah, the mitzvah of Zevach, of Tov. Fine. The Gemara, again, the last Gemara is very important. Very important. The last Gemara in the same daf, same Amud. What talks about a person who was a case of an individual who is also Limka Vashuk. The Gemara says, why is it good? The last two lines, again, Omar Rabba, the same name Rabba, the names are important. Again, but we're not going to the names right now. Kol Ashuk Im Luchay Mimloch. Omar, I Mizdabin, Mizdabin. I Lo Mizdabin, Efik Bluwana. So Rashi explains the last line. Why Asan Limka Vashuk, the Tzorche told the Yotzeben? No, it's not true. Hey, people who are not, Yidei Chovas Matzah. No, I have that in mind as well. So the Minchas Sinach asks the Kasha, why is it dependent upon Breira? When I'm preparing the Matzah, I'm preparing it for whatever we call Lisha for our, right? I'm kneading the dough. So have in mind, well, if I sell it, so I'll sell it, I'll make a nice profit on it. Someone use it for a carbon totem. If I can't sell it, then I use it myself for the Seder. That's not going to become clarified until when? Until Erev Pesach. We'll see if I sell it or not. But I'm baking now in the month of Adar. Right? Well, whenever I'm baking, it's a complicated details. But earlier. So the question becomes, so since I'm baking it now, and presumably it has to be Chal Hashem, Lishma has to be Chal right now, but I don't know, it's going to be either for Zevach or for Pesach, is a classical case of Breira. I write a get now. I'm not sure if the get is for Rochel A or Rochel B. I make an Eruv now, bunch of Eruvin. I'm not sure I want the one to the east or one to the west. It's a classical case of Breira. We pass it with the Rice Eruvin. That's exactly the Kash of the Minchas. And with me so far, just reviewing so far. This is the Kash that we saw the Minchas. We read the Minchas yesterday in Simen Yud. I don't think I have it with me today. We read it inside yesterday in the in the Minchas Chinuch, he has the kasha. And one of Hashem was, we're all together. Everyone understand the question is? Yes? Now, there are two issues which you have to discuss one after the other. Is there in fact a halacha of the shame matzah mitzvah? Does it exist or does it not exist? Rashi says it clearly does exist. The simple pshat and the riff and the Rambam is that it does not exist. There's no such thing as the shame matzah mitzvah. When the Gemara has, let's take a look at the next Gemara while we're top, turn up Mem Amar Aleph towards the bottom. Please turn. Mem Amar Aleph, if you don't mind, the very bottom of Mem Amar Aleph. Whole discussion there. The other discussion is primarily as of what time does the Shimur obligation, which presumably is the Lishma obligation, when does it begin? When does it begin? So the Gemara talks about mitzvah liltos, we saw, you expose it to water, so it can become chametz, you know, watch it does not become chametz. And the Gemara says as follows, Ish'i shimur delisha, lav shimuru, the Gemara talks about it, Amar Ravuna b'tzeik l'shal nachrim, odam emale kreisa mehen, v'vach yom gazayetz matzah v'achrona, v'achronim v'rishona lo. Why? The Gemara thinks, shud lo avad b'hu, Lu Shimur. Frank the Gemara. Do a Shimur may have fear of Eilech? Gemara says, no! Shimur may be Korabinan. Gemara is assuming one extreme or the other. It's a real love to Shigemara, Bosai. One extreme or the other. Either it's enough that you invest the smatah with a Shema, even at the very last stage, we'll call that a fear. Or what? Or everything has to be the Shema from the very, very beginning. No compromise, nothing in between. That's the Gemara's assumption in the question. You're following me? Otherwise, that's the lumdus of the Makshin. The Makshin's lumdus is, look, Lishma, either you imbue the matzah of Lishma with one action, Afir being the last one, or no. The entirety of the process has to be Lishma. Those are the two extremes that the Makshin considered. And therefore, it's one or the other. And the Gemara rejects them both. And the Gemara says, my dear Makshin, you're wrong. Why are you wrong? Says the Gemara as follows. Dil Mashani Asam, the Be'ina Denachas Hashima lo Avad Lushima. Be'ina Denachas Hashima Avad Lushima. Here too. Shima Delisha Have Shimur. In other words, it's an in between stage. It's not enough to have one action be Lishma, namely Afiyah. You're not required to do everything Lishma. May Kara, which starts from the Ksira, presumably. No. The cut off one is Delisha. And why is a leisha a logical cutoff? Very simple. When it hits leisha, if you're not vigilant, it's going to turn chametz by itself. Leave it 18 minutes and there you go, it becomes chametz. Before leisha, before you mix the flour with the water, it's not going to become chametz unless some quirk happens. What happens to fall and this and this? And that's a cutoff point. But that's what the Taratzon says. So once the Taratzon says what he says, so now Rava should have backed out, right? He didn't back out. What does it say in the Gemara? Gemara says as follows. Bafi lohachi, and Rashi explains, there's no raya. Lohada be'rova. Didn't back out. Why? Because he told those individuals, who are mahafchi kipi. What does that mean? Rashi says, who are amorim v'koshrinis amorim v'mos hakotzir. They were the ones who were handling with the sheaves of wheat in the harvest time. What did he tell them? And here are two girsos, critical. We have the girsa mitzvah, and the other girsa says matzah. Alma kasava shima meikara mitchiloso viatsofo be'inan. So Rava did it. Now did Rava mean it for real, ikuva? So many say Rava said only lechatchila. The word be'inan means you require lechatchila. And look at Ma'abre the Ravina, what did he do? Next page, I'm a base. Menaktale ime ba'arve. What does that mean? Rashi says, Chitin mitchilas kotzir litzorach ha-pesach v'avdilu shimur me'kara. He would put him in a bunch and watch him from the very beginning. Again, that's the Gemara. Rabbo said, well, with me so far, so the two gears are critical. Mitzvah, matzah, right? Fine. Clearly, if you have the girsa, the shei mitzvah, we're limiting ourselves to the 15th, Berev Toch L'matzis. The Riff and the Ramban, who say l'shei matzah can very well assume you need shmura for all 7 or 8 days of Pesach. Why? Because it's shima mechimutz. It's a chametz tikkudin. It's a matter of the Rambam quotes it in Perek Hey in chametz matzah. Talks about chametz in Perek Vav, not a word. But in Perek Vav, Rabbo said, what does he have? Not the shame zevach that he does have in halacha tes. Right. So what does that mean? So the Pashat Shabbat, what it means is that you don't need Rabosai l'shem matzah mitzvah, but somehow l'shem zevach is what we call a hafka. It's a posel. You with me so far? It's a posel. That's very, very important. This we're gonna discuss this in as we go today in reviewing what we said yesterday and develop a few more ideas today which we did not discuss yesterday. Fine.
Really?
Yes.
Was Rabbi just saying that the girsa at the bottom of that mem?
Yes.
That depends on whether there's a concept of the shem matzah mitzvah.
Correct. If you have the girsa mitzvah, it means it's matzah mitzvah. You have the girsa matzah, it's only the shem mechimutz. Fine. Now, we did mention the question we saw in the Rosh Shem L'Chalvav, a very serious question, and we saw it in Shulchan Aruch as well, if we should really come back to it. What happens if somebody else is taking care of the flour in the kneading process or the baking process, or for that matter for the harvesting and the grinding process in my presence, but the person is not qualified, let's say a non-Jew, a goy. What's the halacha in that kind of a case? What's the halacha? Doing it in my presence. So we have a Gemara in that mem, Amud Aleph. Let's look at it one more time. B'tzeikol shonachrim, the famous Gemara. B'tzeikol shonachrim, Rabbo said, it's Chazar again, we saw the Gemara yesterday, see it again today. B'tzeikol shonachrim, says the Gemara. What's the name of B'tzeikol shonachrim? Adam emale kreisu man, by 8 lines up. U'v'lvad shalachrim, kazayin tzmatzah b'achrona. We read this a few minutes ago. What does that indicate? It's no good. What does it mean? So Rashi says, you just, the first white line, you can tell it's not chametz. So obviously, you tell it's not chametz, then it's going to be no good for the Seder, because it was done by Goyim. But it's good, it's kosher the Pesach, because you can tell it just by looking at it. This is Rashi Shita. The Rach is quoted as saying, the Ram quotes, that's ridiculous, preposterous. How can you walk in there and buy batzeik? Imagine buy dough, unsupervised dough for Pesach, because you're just looking at it and see no cracks. You're much too lenient. The Rav says, no. The batzeik al shanachar means what? It's made in front of us. It was done right in front of my nose. The goy made this dough right in front of my nose. And what's it did? The din is your both side. What's it did? Come on, let's go together. So what does that mean? What does that mean?
It's mutter,
you're not yotze. That seems to be shita derach. We saw a pella and then all the footnotes on the Ritva, they're suggesting that there are gedolim who will be shown and will quote the rach the same, that you are yotze. That doesn't sound right to me. The way I read it, you're not yotze. Again, there's the Beis Yosef quotes it from the, I'll read it to you from the Beis Yosef. I don't know what to do with this. You can tell me what you think. You know, let's be honest about this. The Beis Yosef quotes this. I mentioned to you yesterday. It's left out by the Rif and the Rambam, this thing. But it's found in the Torah. It's found in the Torah. End of Taf Nodalim. Sif Dalim. But Seikel Shal Goyim Shal Nika Ben Shal Ochmitzu Shal Ein Mam Sirik Lo Chsif U Panem Mutal Yochot. The Rach screams bloody murder. This can't be. Uvavad Shal Yochot Kaza Yitzmat Yuhas Shmuro Lo Shem Matza Bachron. Yesh Ostrum De Ochot Nalim Kein Loshan Agoy Bifon Avlon Yil Adin Roshtal. The Rush quotes it's from the Rach, and the Rush claims the Rach is wrong. So the Torah quotes. The Beis Yosef says, why did the Rambam and the Rif leave it out? It explains why. The last line in Tefillin Daled. But the Shmit, the Rif, the Rambam, had the particular story of Mashma, she mefarshik the Rebbe Nechananel, v'lochei lehutzru lekotzvo, that what? What did they not write? What did they not write? Not right that you can eat it. You know why? The most of the pshite. Obviously, you can eat it because you're under constant supervision of a Jew watching the guy make it. Of course, you can eat it. I'll tell me you should quote it for the Kiddush of the second Kiddush, so you're not going to the mitzvah. Apparently, that's also obvious. You're not going to the mitzvah. That's the extra Kiddush, which you know is the milsa of the Peshitta as well. I would have said that's not so posh that you're not going to the mitzvah. But he says milsa of the Peshitta, left at the whole thing. Ad kan, the last few words of the Beis Yosef in Simen, Tav Nun Dalet. Yes, sir.
So if Rabbeinu Hanano and these other posts can say that one isn't able to trust, like just when they can't trust one's eyes, they see that that even the fact that it doesn't have, like, one can't see chiblets on the bread.
Does not prove conclusively that's not chametz, right?
So what in the third paragraph, like, so how do they understand those Mishnayos that are talking about these Siman?
It's a very good question. We will not get to the third break left the pace. I'm telling you, I'm stalling off for time. But apparently, they feel that just looking at it as such is not going to be sufficient. If you're watching it, you know, it's under your general supervision, and you look at it, then you can tell what it is or not. But if it's just borrowed from the street, it's not sufficient to rely upon as an individual and lone proof in one direction. Yes.
Other issues as well, like the clean, they might use hot water.
Right, but again, but the point is, what Mordechai is asking, if they use hot water and it becomes chametz more quickly, it should develop those telltale cracks. That was in the paragimel. The answer is the telltale cracks are only telltale up to a point. We rely upon them when we're making the matzahs, we're making it ourselves. But when we're not, we can't rely on these telltale. That's machlokas rashi in the Rambam. Fine, very good. Rabbi Osai. I discussed the Meiri here on our daf, where the Meiri cites the Gemara Chagiga, where the Gemara Chagiga says that ein adam mishama mashaviat chaveru. So therefore, if a guy is doing it in front of me, it may still not be good even for shima michimutz. Certainly not mishima, not shima l'shematzas mitzvah, if that is a requirement. What's critical, I mentioned this yesterday, is that Meiri and Chagiga changed his mind. I read it to you yesterday. He quotes such a view and he rejects it. Of course, the question becomes, why does he reject it? We know when it comes to Taurus, if someone else is watching it, your overseeing is not sufficient. So the first is the following answer. It's called Hesech Hadas. That's a halachic concept when it comes to Kotshim and Truma and Kotshim and Taurus. Hesech Hadas, you're not focused on it completely. That means even an instantaneous lack of focus can lead to a bad result. One split second, it becomes tummy. So if it's in my hands, I can watch it and focus. If it's in someone else's hands, I can't. That's where it can ruin it in one split second. Rebosa, if it comes to chametz, it can't become chametz so quickly. It takes 18 minutes to become chametz. So therefore, the Miriam Chagig concludes again what he said over here in Pesachim. If someone's watching in front of me, so my watching is a good watching. I may look for a second, I'll come back a few seconds later. That makes a lot of sense what the Miriam says in Masechta Chagiga, and he actually backs out, it would appear, from what he says over here in Bistam. There he attributes it to a different source, and he rejects it at the end of the day. Yes?
Towards the end, towards the 18 minutes, then it is every second counts. In the beginning, no.
Okay, but it's only at the end of the 18 minutes. We're not holding at the end of the 18 minutes. Fine. Rabbi Osai, what about the question of a machine matzah? That's the question. Machine matzah? Is machine matzah good or not good? From the perspective of the Shema. So we were supposed to, one possibility of going today to Streitz Matzis, which under the supervision of Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik from Chicago, Illinois. Let me tell you a fascinating story, a personal story. I was privileged to be a student of his father, of Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, who's a Zichrono Livracha. And when I was a student in Ashir, this goes back to, this goes back 46 years ago, I was a Talmud in Ashir. And his third son, Rav Yosef, became Bar Mitzvah. He's called then Yosef. I'm not sure what he's called now. I think he's a Ram somewhere in the old city of Yerushalayim. Which you know what I'm talking about? No. I think it's like a Teres Konim kind of a place. One of those grave places. I think it's a Rebbe, one of those places. That's the third son. The oldest son is the one who's Moshe, the Mashgiach of the Matzis. Elio, the second son, who is now the Aram in Landers, Yeshiva in Queens. And then Yossi is the third son. He is a Rebbe in the old city, and he was by mitzvah when I was privileged to be in the shiur. Is it false on Reb Chaim, who was a Rav in Reshit, and he's a shul in Ramat Beit Shemesh. Those are his four sons. He has two daughters too. The Baran Shemesh is a very, aside from being a tremendous goyan and tzaddik, also has a wonderful family of wonderful, wonderful children. Anyway, I got an invitation from the Rebbe to a son bar mitzvah. The bar mitzvah took place, only Mr. Lichtman will remember this place, the Broadway Central. No one else can remember what that is. The Broadway Central was a nice hotel down in downtown Manhattan. That's people made their bar mitzvahs and weddings there. Okay. I was invited, so I went. But the wedding invitation, believe it or not, gave Mar Makomos to the Bochus bar mitzvah drush. I kid you not. I've never seen that before or since. He gave two drushes. One drush was on Shabbos. I guess it was in, I think there, that, at that point, the Soloveitchiks lived in the Upper West Side. Rabban was the Rav of the Moriah Shul, his brother's shul, technically he took it over, okay? And then Sunday was this event. I was invited to the Sunday event, and the Mar Makomos were about this sugya. He gave a drasha to demonstrate that if you have machine shmura matzah, it's kosher to use it the same. And the Bar Mitzvah took place, if I'm not mistaken, in the month of Nisan. It was right before Pesach. I'm pretty sure it was before Pesach. I mean, if those members, if those family members can check it out, I'm pretty sure it was right. Just happened to work out that way, right? That it was right before Pesach, and that was the topic. Who was in the audience?
A lot of people.
Me, young Talmidim and the Shia were in the audience, and I'm sure some of the other members of the family in general, and maybe some of the family friends from the West Side. I don't, who knows where? Who was in the dais? This poor kid. He was 13 years old, and who's sitting next to him up on the dais? And it's etched in my mind. I'm not making any mistakes. I'm not mistaken. And one said it was the Rav, his uncle. Another said it was Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein, who was also related. Rav Moshe Feinstein was a first cousin of Reverend Soloveitchik Sr., Rav Aaron's mother. He's sitting next to on the other side. If I'm not mistaken, on the days also included, if I'm not mistaken, I maybe there's a picture there, included Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, who was related, because Mrs. Soloveitchik, Olei HaShalom, was a Shurin by birth, Shurin family, and Rabbi Yaakov's oldest daughter was married to a Shurin, who's been all of Shurin, was from Efrat, but it was all Shurin. I believe Rav Hutner was also there. Rav Hutner was Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's bar mitzvah Rebbe, that's what they say, and it was taught in Chaim Lidovich. I think Rav Dovid Lipschitz was up there, if I'm not mistaken. He's also up there. You know. And can you imagine if you're 13 years old and you're giving a drasha in front of these people? I would. He gave the drasha like that. I think he gave it, if I'm not mistaken, with no notes. I'm just imagining things. He gave it in English. I'm pretty sure he gave it in English. Because then my bar mitzvah, which took place some years before that, I gave it in Yiddish. Also by heart. But I didn't have any of these super gedolim breathing down my neck. I mean, I had some notables. But we still have a copy of my the drasha. It was written out in longhand by anyone from Juvar Hills? Anyone have any drasha? Oh, maybe you know the name. Harav Shmaryo Shulman Shlita. You don't know who he is. He was living there, a long time ago. My father's a very good friend of his, and he was is a major Talmud Chacham. And he wrote out my drasha. He taught me my laming. We still learned together in Chavrusa, all in Yiddish. And my father, Zichron Levrach, was holding on to it in case I faltered. You know, I'm saying it by heart, pages and pages. If I falter, he should be able to remind me, you know, what the next word is. You know, to get me started again. Meanwhile, somebody came and spilled chrein. All over the no copies. So the copy we have somewhere has a lot of red blotches in a couple of the pages. It's a chroniness of us. So I'm not sure you guys spoke about your bar mitzvahs, but I don't think it was as complicated either Yossi Soloveitchik's drasha or mine. But I'm sure it was good. When your son will become bar mitzvah, you'll be a good drasha for him too. And it's an important part. I think it's what all my sons said drushas. I wrote them all myself, and all in English.
And I told him to read it. I told him they didn't have to memorize it. I think memorization is really a little bit too much pressure for the typical, that's the memorize is parsha. That seems to be pressure enough. To have to memorize the drush as well, I was never a believer in that. But I was asked to memorize it, and I did. Because, you know, when you're young and your brain works, and you can memorize a lot of things. You know, we memorized it when I was a kid in school, we memorized everything. No? Birchas Yaakov, Shiras Dvora. Who memorized that when you were in school? Which school do you go to?
Paris Moshe.
In Queens?
Yeah.
Old-fashioned education. No, it's out of style now. Oh, you can't pressure the kids anymore, so they don't know anything. Not that long. Anyway, that's just some of my venting a little bit. Rabbi says, let's go back to our present topic. So what about machine matzahs? So again, if you require a... there are those who say it's not a ma'aseh adam. It's done just to press a button. It's not considered to be your action. And it's puzzle. Who require an asiya in the lisha? This is being done sort of automated, but according to the Ra'ah, it's kosher. Why? What did the Ra'ah say? No, we read the Ra'ah. The Ritva quoted the Ra'ah. I'll read it again to you a second, a third time. You have to keep chazing, boss. It's a complicated sugya. You have to keep chazing over and over again. The lashonas are very, very important to see what it's all about. I'm going to give you over here the Ritva. With the footnotes. The footnotes are also important. Who wrote these footnotes? Let me just look at the beginning again. I forgot who wrote them. A big Talmud Chacham. Rav Moshe Goldstein is his name. I don't know who he is personally. This came out already a long time ago in Tavshin Mem Gimel. It's almost 28 years ago. But they're just as good now as they were then, the footnotes. You know, the Talmud Chacham of significance, obviously. He writes over here that there's an issue of what does a shmarta mean? What did the Ra'ah say? Quote, the Ra'ah said, Sagi be Yisrael omen al gabo, lo boy asiyah l'shem mitzvah, rak shimu l'shem mitzvah. Tochi ksiv, u'shmartem es ha-matzes. Doesn't say v'asisem es ha-matzes. U'shmartem es ha-matzes. So you need a shmira. So you have a shmira over here? That's enough of a shmira. Why not? Yes, it's true that the Meiris is over here in Mesechta Pesachim. That's a Gemara in Masechta Chagiga Daf Chaf, and the Minchas Chinuch suggests it on his own. That's very nice. That if it's given, so first of all, the Meiri backed out in Masechta Chagiga Daf Chaf. He backed out. But moreover, when is it no good, Rabosai? When it's in someone else's hand. But over here, where it's in a machine, so I'm watching the machine. There's no one else who's in charge. I'm in charge. I put into the machine. What should be bad? That's what the Hilchos Chag B'Chag suggests. Should be no chesaron according to Shitas HaRa'ah. And some disagree on that nekud. Is it my action? I read the Chazanish yesterday, Simon Vav Sif Kot Niyud. He suggests it is my action. It is my action. It's my ma'aseh because I pressed the button. And the entire continuation is included in Stamol Lishma. And he's talking there about Tzitzis, Shukra Lishma. And he quotes there, I don't have it, you can get it for me if you can, maybe in the library. Evan Yisroel is over Yisroel, Yaakov Fisher, from the Badatz, Veda Chavetz. So on here he has a Rambam, and this Rambam Perek Baba Lachates, he says apparently says it's good. Chazanish, although he said it was good, didn't use it. He asked of Chaim Kanievsky. Your uncle Chazanish said it's okay, why didn't he use machine matzahs? See, right? Yeah, it's fakeus, and he wouldn't want to use it. So even though he wrote the sefer, it's good. He himself didn't use it. That's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky told us, Rabbi Karp, author of Hilchos Chag V'Chag. Fine. Remember, the Chazanish also said, a second seraph, that really, stoma of Lisha should be Lishma, as the Ritva had suggested, right? We said before, by a yid, it's stama lishma. Only by a goy, adas atzma. The machine's not a goy, has no adas atzma. So therefore, the two reasons why the Chazanish should have said it's okay. Okay, whatever. He had a third reason it's okay is the famous Yerushalmi we spoke about yesterday. The Minchas Chinuch can't believe it. How can the Yerushalmi say so? That matzah should depend upon sukkah. Kunda Beis Hillel, a sukkah yeshana is kosher, so too the matzah yeshana is kosher. What does matzah yeshana mean? Don't tell me he means he had in mind it's the Shem Yontif. No! The Mishnah itself tells in sukkah that test, you have in mind the Shem Yontif, it's not called yeshana. Must be he didn't have in mind. And it's good anyway. I can't believe it, writes the Menachas Chinuch. Didn't even Shami know that sukkah doesn't require the Shema, but matzah does? The answer is, Yishami didn't know. It doesn't require the Shema. Adding about the Bavli? No! The Bavli is a hakor. It's a posel. There's no need for the Shema as a positive. It's only it can be excluded in the negative. That's what we had suggested. It's a hakor. Stama would be the Shema. You don't really need the Shema as such. Fine. So now, Rabosai. Yeah. So now we have the problem of Brera. I want to go back to the Brera problem that we started with today's Shia. Yes?
The point from the Chazon Ish that Stam Lish is Lishma, how does that apply to machine matzah, since it's not, there's no das involved?
It's true.
After the first step.
It's true. If you need a Lishma of a human being, you may not have it, except that the Chazon Ish says the first button says the Shem Matzah Mitzvah, it should be all the Shem Matzah Mitzvah. We'll get to it. We're going to discuss things one at a time. We're going to be very patient here in our discussion. Very patient. We're going to go slow. So, Rabosai, I read you yesterday for this beautiful sefer called Matzos Mitzvah. A beautiful sefer. I told you it's a 30-page introduction all about this topic of the Shema. Before we get to the whole protim and protim, the whole thing is a very thick volume. It's over 300 pages. That's afterwards. This is before page one. This is an introduction before we get to page one. Okay? So he discusses the issue of Brera. I'll read you what he says, because what I said yesterday is not really what he said. It's along the lines of what he said. But I really can't, I don't want to blame it, or it's a little bit different than what he I'll read it to you. He writes as follows. He wants a Minchas Chinuch says that the Rambam says, Matzah Mishnah Meretz Shem Inyan Matzah Bilvat. If it's for both, no good. Against Rashi. Machlokas, Rashi and the Rambam. We then tomorrow we'll have a chance to look at the Rabbi Amadovin and the Ran. But that's Rabbi Yosef they're fighting about. But okay. So Machlokas, Rambam and Rashi. Fine. Good. Let's go further. I'm reading this page, Lamed Dalet, in this beautiful sefer. Michas Chinuch wants to know, Rabosai, Brera. The problem of Brera. That's what's bothering. So the Oneg Yontif asks this question, he says, and he says as follows. Matzah eino tzorach matzah l'shma, elishimu l'shma, and therefore there's no problem of Brera. What does that mean? I don't know. Eino muvan. He says, I don't understand what he's talking about. It's the difference between the Mais Lishma and Shima Lishma. It's a difference. It's a Brera problem. What's going on over here? It's a serious problem. It's according to what I said earlier, it's the last paragraph on page Lamed Dalet. Why? That even if you require a Mais Lishma, but if you made it to sell it in the marketplace, a Shem Zevach, and if not, you use the Shem Matzah, it's called a Mais Lishma. Why? I mean, the words of the safe. Below Bishop the Hoover Adabala by Freya, the Nishma Lashay Matzah. Nope. Elamishum, the Machshava Kazu, Shayya, O Lashay Pesach, O Lashay Zevach, Choshiv Gamkein Lishma. In other words, it's an either or. Both of them, perhaps, is no good. But over here, either or is good. What does that mean? Wukilinasa Lashay Pesach Lachudu. If you don't sell it. What does that mean? What do the words mean? If also limkar, so it's a shame, Pesach, v'im yimkar also the shame zevach, yizbore shalohoya zele matzah shal Pesach. What does that mean? What's he talking about? What's he saying? I mamish don't know what his words mean. He says the first word, again, let me give you my pshat along the lines of what he says. Along the lines of what he says. Rabosi. Avada, he made it l'shem Pesach. Because l'shem Pesach does not mean l'shem mitzvah, it means l'shem matzah. Even if it's for a mincha, a chalas todah, It also has to be matzah. Chometz is no good. I told you yesterday, my chat, the asiyah l'shem zevach is a yes or no, not a yes or a yes. It's certainly l'shem matzah, not mitzvah. You don't need mitzvah. So it's a yes or a no, l'shem zevach or not. Yes or no is a t'nai. What's breira? Yes or yes? The Rambam says on Gittin, the third parrot. Mas al shnei dvarim. The Erev is east, the Erev is west. That's the problem of breira. The Erev is yes, the Erev is no. No problem of breira. I'm going to divorce Rachel A or Rachel B, breira. I'll divorce Rachel, or I won't divorce Rachel, tonight. It's the Ramban in the third peg of Gittin. I'm suggesting a chiddush over here. Mitzvah Hashem, matzah, it certainly is, for sure. Shema Mechimutz. That's all you need, for sure. You need Shema Mechimutz for the Zevach Toda also. Either it's yes for Zevach Toda, or not for Zevach Toda, it's a yes or a no. Yes or no does not depend upon breira. That's my first answer. Okay? My first answer. Fine. There are two answers by Rav Chaim's Talmidim. When I look at these two answers of Rav Chaim's Talmidim, I think that they're almost opposites of each other. Which is, you know, a great rabbi could have Talmidim who say the opposite things of each other. It's not a surprise. Okay? And I'm sure they all try to hold on to the rabbi. The rabbi said it, what they said. That's how we do. First, Rav Elchanan. We started reading this a little bit yesterday. Kol Hatshuva, which is certainly Talmud of Rav Chaim. That's for sure. In Kuf Ayin Beis, in Masechta Pesachim, I read you a brief excerpt of what he says. Makshin, doesn't tell you who it's coming from, doesn't it? Makshin, they ask a kasha. Ein breira. Look in Kovat Taurus, he says. He says, Simon Mem Beis. By my edition, it's Ayin Vov. How this happened, I don't know. Maybe they changed the edition. Okay? Because the Rambam and the Tosas in the Reish Perek HaShaleach, that's what he calls. What does it say there? Din lish, I'm reading the words. Din lishmahu hatfasa. Hatfasa? Which Masechta about hatfasa up here? Where?
The Darim.
That's where I know it from. How much would you hatfasa usually means hatfasa on a chefetz. The Darim is isa chefetza. I want that this bread, remember we discussed yesterday, too, that kikri alecha. This bread should be like a konam. Konam should be a korban. That's hatfasa. You're comparing one object to another. Use the word atfasa means it's a chefza. Shenas is mikoach adam. Kimo kol hakinyonim ve'erv shel ha'atul bo tnai v'lekvo hazman shetoko la'atfasa la'chala midyom. I can marry a woman on a tnai. I can sell a house on a tnai. I can do it effective now or effective in 30 days or effective conditionally. This is aleph beis. Im kain, says Rav Elchanan, this is a big pillar. He claims, as we'll call it in our language, it's a chalos. I can make a chalos liachas matter over tonight. I can knead the dough now, and the chalos shem lishma, whether it be l'shem Pesach or l'shem Zevach, will take effect, you know when? On Erev Pesach. But if I sold it or not. Since it's effective subsequently, that's a back to our old Shagas Aryeh with the Rash and Zroyim and the Tosfos of Baba Kama and the Nesivos. That's not retroactive clarification. Doesn't run afoul of the problem of Breira. It's only retroactive, it's clarification going forward. The Chiddush Nifla Rebbe Chonan is I can knead the dough now and have the Shem Chalanit Atfasa 3 days from now, 3 weeks from now. The Chiddush Nifla in Rav Elchanan. That's what he says. Of course, the obvious question is as follows. If I write a get to my wife, two wives, Rachel, whichever walks out first, she will be divorced. Says the Gemara, depend upon Breira. Why? Why depend upon Breira? Just say, I want the shame of the Shema to take effect when the first Rachel walks out. The same way as he wants the shame of the Shema of the Mat to take effect when the Erev Pesach comes and he either sells it or doesn't. This is a kasha B'chanan has to get to himself. It's almost unbelievable. He says, "Tzarach lomar the Mairi Mongitin Verotza Shehei Haget Kosher L'Mafreya Avle Miyirtza L'Hachsher Haget Mikana La'Abo L'Hachash Ateitza B'Pesach Ein Tzarach L'Breira." It's such a chiddush. It's so, to me, so counterintuitive. For B'chanan said it. Rabbi Chanan said it. I looked up Rabbi Osai, Simon, the Kovetz Arts. Again, in this edition, it's not Membeis, it's Ayin Vov. Maybe it was redone in terms of the page, I don't know. It has to do with the Gemara and Yevamos, Kovetz Arts about Yevamos, and Av Kuv Dalet. Those who look it up in whatever edition you happen to have, you will see it there. It goes in Seder Adap. It goes on Av Kuv. Now the first word is Perek Mitzvah Chalitza. That's how the thing starts. It's the simon starts. Perek Mitzvah Chalitza, Daf Kuf Dalet. Although it's not in order, because the Hebrew one says Perek Cheresh, which is Kuf Yud Dalet. I don't know how this sefer is really being written. It's out of order, but a little bit. Anyway, he says he wants to know. There's some things that the Chaloz Din is Nasim Mikoach HaAdam, Kinyonim, Kiddushin, Gerishin, and some things. It happens by itself. Shechita. I ask you a question. What do you think? Can I shecht an animal and say the shechita should take effect tomorrow? Yes or no? Okay. I'll shecht it. I say, if you give me $100 for shechita, it should be kosher. If not, it's treif. Does that work? What do you think? No, it's ridiculous. It's a whole pimple. What is included in what? That's the whole shtickle, this whole long piece, many pages. So he wants to know, what about the Shema and a get? Can I write a get the Shema tonight? Or the Shema to be effective later on? I would have said for sure not. But he says, well look, can I be mevatel the get? I wrote a get. I want to cancel it. Yes or no? Yes. The Rambam says, yes. Tosis two gersos and aflamid beis and mesach the gittin. Quote the one gersa. The answer is no. Why not? Lo osi dibra bevatel maisa. What does that mean? What does that mean? They quote it in the kedushin. It's like mol shenemis batlos. What does that mean? Bitl only applies by a chalos hadin nifal ayedei adam. But it happens by itself. You can't do bittel. I shech the behem. I can do bittel. It's out of the question. So ksivas get lishma is like shchit. That's what I thought originally. He says no. There's a different girsa. The Rambam has the other girsa. Rambam says you can't even battle it. You see, klar, it's a halos. It's like a sale. It's like a kiddushin. It's like the mailer of Bechonin says you can have an effect of later on. It doesn't depend upon reya. Back to our old shakasari. What a fascinating idea found over here in the Bechonin. Again, it's found in the Kovetz Shurim Kufay and Beis, and he makes reference to Kovetz Oris Simen Ayin Vav. That's Talmud number one of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim had another very illustrious Talmud, very very illustrious Talmud. Here's a sefer. Who is it? Baruch Ber, the Kamenitz. He was in Baranovich and he was in Kamenitz. Two of Reb Chaim's prime Talmidim. He had others, many. Many times, Rishiva Valojin for many years, but you know the Rosh Hashivas that we know from the generation after Rav Chaim, among them are the two main ones. Rav Shimon Shkop, also a Talmud of Rav Chaim, though he said he veered a little bit into the why, not only the what, the farbos, not only the vos. I think I might have mentioned it once before, but that's not for our present discussion. Rav Baruch Ber has in Masech the Gittin Simon Yud. If I read it correctly. He's exactly the opposite of Rebbe Chonon. And frankly, I thought more like a Baruch Ber. I'll read you a few of his Lashonis. The following question comes up. Hikshe Mechas Chinuch. Reira. Comes Rebbe Baruch Ber the following. Venira. I'm reading some of his words. He may name a Tzinu Dine Lishma B'Torah Kron Gamay Get Karbonus Sefer B'Torah Tfilin, Mezuzah, Tzitzis. Gave six examples. That's the Shema. Then it's the Shema Kavana. He distinguishes between the Shema and Kavana. What's Kavana? Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana. He says as follows. The Din, the Shema, Shabbatorah, Gabi, Din Asiya, by Get and Karbonis, Asiya, Gabi, Get and Karbonis, Shabbatorah, Tfilin, Mezuzah, Kadome. That is a din rabosai of the Shema. But, he says, din kavana gabi asiyah samitzis mitzvah shiras kavana ema din asiyah the nomar day de zeh shemachav nasa achila achila smatza ubelo ha kavana lo nasa chefza shal achila achila smatza. No, the man, it's ridiculous. No chefza at all. I'm discussing the chefza. Then in the maisa. Okay. Nafka mina. Look what he says. This is false. By achilas matzah, not in the chefza. The mitzvah has to be have kavana. Abel elu din asiya shenoma shabina kavana lasos matzah. Oh, he said the same way as eating the matzah does not require lishma, just kavana. So to making the matzah does not require lishma, just kavana. Nafka mina. Im choshev al tnai v'safek lishma no good. Therefore, you have to have it retroactive to prama brera. But kavana, afilo al safek nami avi kavana mikevan do hasof sof akivan hakavana. Look at this now. He says that when it comes to right, he making a matzah, it's not lishma as a bechon. It has to be effective later on for carrot. It's kavana. It's not lishma. It's only kavana. It's a thing which happens by itself, Rabbi Osai. Not that you personally are making it. So it's shema l'shem matzah u'shmar t'mes ha-matzah. It's din kavana. It's only a din of kavana. Like mitzvah shtrichas kavana. That's all it is. You require kavana l'shema l'shem matzah. Not that it's v'chal din asiyah. No. Kavana bi'alma. This adds to the Minchas Chinuch's question. The shuk, misdaven is daven lo epigano. Sagi bi'ochi afilo al asaf nami. The kavana shapir havi. The baruch ber, the opposite mamish of Rabbi Chanan. And then he says, look at the Yerushalmi and Sukkah. Like this, it's a din asiya according to Beis Shammai, like Eden Torah. So you have to ask if it's a problem. So therefore, Yeshana is no good. Okay. But according to Beis Hillel, Rabbi Osai, no. Leka din asiya lishma. Rakdin shimro l'shem matzah. That'd be rakdin kavana b'yalma. The same as matzah, the same as Pesach. What's the comparison to? I'll give you Atkan. What he says is, Rav Chaim said this way, he found in his Ksavim. I want to add a little twist to Rabbi Baruch Ber is saying. Okay, this is Birch Shmuel, Simon Yud and Gittin Sim Ospace. Look it up, feel. I want to make the following my version of what he's saying over here. My version, but I think that's probably what he means, more or less. More or less. I can't say for sure what he means, it's a little bit more or less. Rabosa. If Rabbi Baruch Ber does not go into the details of why it's no good, L'shem Zevach, Fush Gemara. The answer I'm suggesting, as we said before, it's a Havkoh. That's what it is. Memela, Rabbi Osek. So Rabbi Baruch Ber says it's a Kavana, and you don't need Breira, and the Milchas Chinuch's Kasha falls off by itself. So he claims. Rabbi Osek, I mentioned to you earlier, it seems to me, if all you need is a shame matzah, not a shame mitzvah, the Breira question could be answered. The Breira question was, how can you have kavana for one of two things? If you do not require a positive shame matzah mitzvah, there's a shame shima mechim, but you have that. Doesn't in any way contradict Rabbi Osai, the shame zevach. I thought it's up and down in the zevach. So assume you need a shame zevach, up and down in zevach, but you don't need a shame matzah mitzvah. Well, guess what? One of the Talmidim was industrious. I looked up the Rambam and he goes, where Maisa Kamanas? And he comes to me this morning and says, you know, I looked up the Rambam. Never does he say that you require a Shimru L'Shem Zevach. Not there. You're right, not there. What did I show you? Chazanish, right? Menachas, I think, Simon Lamed Hey, Os Aleph, if I'm not mistaken. The very beginning, Os Aleph, Chazanish. It's quoted, you want to look it up, I don't have it in front of me, maybe tomorrow I'll show it to you. The quotation is in Rabbeinu David's footnote number 9, that you don't require a lisha l'shem zevach. What's its proof? It's chulin. Right now, it's not kachin yet. It's still, it hasn't been more in maklasha yet. You weren't all right. It's the word maklasha yet. You use it for your matzah for the same. You weren't maklasha. We saw that in Torah system. Lamed chesem up at the bottom. You weren't maklasha yet. So therefore, Abba said, there's no din of l'shem zevach. Despite that fact, writes Chazon Ish, if you have in mind l'achilas zevach, not that you require it positively, but it's sufficient to knock out the l'shem matzah of Pesach. Why? Because it has to be exclusively l'shem matzah of Pesach with nothing else included, even though the other thing wasn't even a requirement. Rabbi, if this is true, it's not going to the brayer problem the same way as we said before. Even if you'll hold, you need l'shem matzah mitzvah, but you don't need l'shem zevach. So we can say the same thing as we said before. We can say like this. It's up and down on the l'shem matzah mitzvah. Either yes or no, not one of two things, because you don't require l'shem zevach. It's often a Rambam, by omission. Often a Rabbeinu David in the Hor, often a Chazon Ish on his own. That would also solve the problem of brayer. That would solve the problem of brayer. Achilas kachim is afko, even though it's not even a requirement. So writes the Chazon Ish. Fine. Now, Rabbos, I want to share with you a Chiddush Gadol from the Sefer called Mikroi Kodesh. I thought I had it here, but I don't. I had it on my desk. I think it disappeared. Mikroi Kodesh, yes.
So, before Rabbi was saying that even if it's made for Lachmei Todah, it's still a Shem Matzah because Lachmei Todah also have to be Matzah. The only problem is that if a person has Kavanah that it's specifically L'Shem Zevach, then that's Hafka.
Correct. Now I'm saying even a bigger Kiddush. Chazon Ish said it. Even though you don't really need it, it's still Hafka. Let's just say Shem Kodesh. Rabbosai, Mikroi Kodesh is this beautiful Sefer. I'll try to bring it tomorrow. I thought I had it here. From T. Pesach Frank, with great footnotes by his grandson, who was named Rav Yosef Cohen, Zal, who passed away recently, fairly recently, with beautiful footnotes on the bottom. It's called Harare Kodesh. On top, it's called Nikroi Kodesh. I'm giving you a brief summation of the first three simonim in the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh, Pesach, Chelek Beis. Chelek Beis is, it starts with Matzah. He wrote notes of T. Pesach of all the conversations he had over Yontif with the various Chachamim Yishan, because he was Rabbi Yerushalayim. And with Kantin, they had to talk over things, he might take notes after Yontif was over. So that's what the Sefer consists of, his notes with the amplification of his grandson. So in Simon Aleph, the very first Simon, makes the following remarkable suggestion. Rabbosai, is the machlokas Rashi in the Rif, we said before, Rashi in the Rif, as to, is it the Shem Mitzvah, Rashi, or the Shem Matzah? Riff, right? We spoke about this earlier today. He wants to tie this in, does Rabbi Pesach, with the other machlokas between Rashi and the Riff, namely, B'tzekel Shonachim. And we don't know what the Riff said, but he probably follows the Rach. B'tzekel Shonachim, Rashi said, you can just look by looking at it, you can tell that those cracks, it doesn't change color, that it's not chametz. The Rach said it's impossible. B'tzekel Shonachim means, you observed it. You observed it. What's the Shitas Rav Ose? According to Rashi, he says, you rely on the looks. Doesn't look, there's no cracks. What does that mean, Rav Ose? You don't need Shimur Mechimutz. Rashi says there's no such thing as Shimur Mechimutz. Just look at it. You don't have to watch it while it's going through the process, even of the kneading. Look at it. So if looking at it is not enough, by definition, there's no need for Shiva Mechimot. Therefore, Rashi had another Pshat, L'Shmatim, L'Shem Mitzvah, not L'Shem Matzah. But the Rif and the Rambam hold like the Rach, that we saw the Beis Yosef, that's why they left it out. So they don't rely upon looking at it to prove that there's no Chimot. So they require Shiva Mechimot for the entire Pesach. It's a very interesting L'Shitaso. Found in the Mikroi Kodesh, the very beginning, page Beis, page Gimel. Remarkable. Fine, that's point number one. Point number two. Open the time to open the Mishnah Berurah now. We've had a whole long. We opened the Mishnah Berurah Siman Tav Samach. We're going to see this very important things there. Open Tav Samach, please. The Mechaber passes unequivocally, that, well, let's see if that's, hold on. Tav Samach Sifal. Ein Loshin Matzas Mitzvah. That's it. Just said it. No ands, no ifs, no buts. Who said so? Tur b'shem hashul, Rav Cohen said it. V'chein posk v'shar poski. Really? Open the rush for a minute. Simcha Vav. Open up, please. Rush Simcha Vav. Last four lines. From Haigom Kosov. Mata Shafo Nokhlifne Yisrael, the Shimuk Kitikuna, Muteres the Yisrael Leochlo. Muteres Leochlo. Presumably it means, even for the Seder. That's all context over here. That's what it sounds. How do you know? Ubale Meister, Vachasin, Vatmim, Machmir, Latson, Kigonim, Hamachmir, Veloshin, the Ofen, Batman, Kuda Ominan, Madaka Shalani, who massacred the Ishta Ofa. What do you mean to yourself? Your wife does it. Ishta kegufo. I mean, Yisrael should do it, and it should not be done by a goy or chesed of a cotton. Ideally, you should do it yourself, and it's even better your wife. She does a faster baker than you are. That's what he says. Okay, all fine and dandy. So Rav Haigon's against the mechaber. The Or Sameach wants to bring a riot to Rav Haigon against the mechaber. From an offer to Yerushalmi in Trumas in the first parak. Says Chere Shoda Vekatan Bnei Shmirehem. Bnei Shmirehem. Okay. Bnei Shmirehem. I started telling you about the Beis Yosef. I never got to read it to you. The Beis Yosef Rabosai. I'm sorry. The Beis Yosef in Tav Samach makes the following remarkable statement. If you could confirm this, I'd be very indebted to you. As follows. He quotes the Orchos Chaim. Chavetz Matzah Simon Kuf Yud Vav. I guess we call Kuf Tezayim. Losha Goy Vecherish Vesholta Vekotu. Afal Gav the Afye Yisrael Lo Yotza. Fine, you know that. Vehorash Vehorif Varamban Kosu Shein Lochosh Mialosh Veofen. Where is this? Where is all this? Who said so? So the footnotes here, the bottom, they're supposed to tell you all the footnotes. What Rash? Because he means Rashi? Paradise? Maybe. Some of the gifts are Harash, not a Rash. Where's the Rush? Where's the Rush? The Rush quoted from Rav Haigon, that we know. I don't the Torah also quotes Rav Haigon. Where's the Ramban? What Ramban? The other side says, the way I read it, no. That means, Rav Osai, if the goy did it in my presence, it's mutter to eat, but that's the tekel shadochan, like the rach. But you're not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah that way. Almost the opposite. Some of the gears are Rambam instead of Ramban. Look at your earlier sources. The kids, I'm just giving you a citation over here from the Beis Yosef, Simon Tov Samach. In our print, it goes over from page Tuf Mem Ches to Tuf Mem Tes. It's worth seeing inside this citation. Okay, Rabosai? So far, so good. Yerushalmi says, B'nei Shmirei, so too do these Rash, Ram, Riff, and Ramban, who supposedly say that way. Doesn't matter who. Fine. How the Orchos Chaim knew what he said, I don't know. Rabban seems to say the opposite. I don't know. Rabosai, I showed you yesterday that the quoting from the Maril and others, Mariv, you should say when you do Shiva Samayim, Shafta Mayim Besosim, Shalashay Matas Mitzvah. Clearly indicates, the Mishnah Berurah quoted it in Tophon Hezek Kotten Chav Gimel. That clearly indicates it's much more than Shima Mechimus. No Chimus when it comes to the water. Let's bring it to your attention once again. But now, Rabbosai, I would like to open to that Simen Tov Samach in the big Shulchan Aruch, which we haven't seen for a while. I keep your Mishnah Berurahs open because it'll be very important. I mean, one is going to things I've quoted at least in part in your Mishnah Berurah. I'm going to quote you a little few lengthy citations from the Shulchan Aruch proper. Okay. Open to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel. Simen Tav Samach Sivkot and Gimel. Let's read it together. The Mechaber says to a goy is no good. Hatam, let's read it together. The Chsiv Shmartem Es Hamatas U'mashem Rizeh the Shmira Sh'atam Shamar Shlo Tachmetz Hiskavel Hashem Atta Shabitzim The Noch Bichir Shodah Bekotan Lav B'nei Shimur Ninu Yerushalmi Chod the Rosh Mesh Zilu Era Chir Shodah Bekotan Lav B'nei Shimur Ninu. Okay. Shviskim Avi Polskim Dafil Yisrael Omer Al Gaman U'masiran Shichanu L'shem Mitzvah Matzah Gam Kein Lo Mahani Ben Yol Tzich Ovoso Afil B'di Evin. Now you saw it in the rush. V'yesh Ben Apolskim Shem Mekilu V'Omer Al Gaban U'masiran Shichavlu Basiyoso L'shem Matzah Tadamino L'adada D'Yisrael Ka'ovid. Whoa, what's he saying over here? Stand on top of you, keep telling him the shame, Matzah Mitzvah. Tell him again and again and again and again. It works. Who said so? The Mogan Avraham. Based upon what? Hilchas Tzitzis. That's what he quotes. Now, this is assuming, Rabbosai, you need an Asiyah Lishma. Like by Tzitzis, for sure you need an Asiyah Lishma. If you tell a guy, it works. So too over here. But there's another reason to be making in these cases. What's the other reason? What do they all say? You don't need a seal Lishma. Who quotes that? Sharatzion. Sharatzion says here in Sivkoton, hey, Lufidasa ra'ov arach shekosavna mikodem, ein tzorech klal machshev asakam v'cher l'vekotem. Rakeven she yisrael omen al gabon Kozman Lishos and Shomel Hashem Matzah Mitzvah, Daibazer. So according to the Mogan Avraham, no, you have to have the Shem Matzah Mitzvah. The Chiddush is that the Jew can say it while the guy is doing the Dov. That works together. According to the Ra'ah, nothing doing. You don't need the Shema at all. You just need Shema Lishma. You don't need for a Maisa Lishma. There are two different ways to say that it perhaps would be good. Fine. If you look at the Bar Hetev, end of the cotton base, right over here, is a lengthy discussion about this very point. Look together, Rabosai, Bar Hetev, Tif Simon Tav Samach, Sif Cotton Base. He writes as follows. He says like this, Shima Mishas Tchina, Leo say Yisrael Omer al Gabav Eitzel Atchina, but the guy Sagi, Afilu betochen Erechayim Shel Yad Sagi ba Omer al Gabav Kever Shein Oseg ba Kamach Atzu Rakam Malachto Ayde Kli. As opposed to Afia Velisha Shemalachto VeYisko Ba Yisa Umata Atzma Lo Mahani Ba Omer al Gabav. It won't work. Last line is, you have a choice, you have no choice, you have only a goy chershad of a katan. Better to do chershad of a katan rather than do a goy. Why is the goy? Why is the goy worse? What's the worst by a goy? Adata nu?
The
nafshika. The nafshika, but to by a goy. So writes the Berhetim, it's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, it's from the Mogan, quoted by Mishnah Berurah, as well. Fine. Lechatchila. Lechatchila Rav Osai, the Magen Avraham says that the goy or the chesed of the cotton shouldn't do anything, shouldn't lift a finger, shouldn't touch any zip, nothing. That's what's quoted in the Magen Avraham. Don't touch it. Good. But the question becomes: does that apply from the very beginning? What are you kidding? Who's that big bulvan who's cutting the wheat off the field? Ah, grub a goy. Not a Jew. How can that be? Even the Gemara never said, what's such in the Gemara? Afich, what's afichu mean? Literally.
Turn it over.
Turn it over. Didn't tell the Jew he should cut it off. Rabbi said, these chaburis, the Jew cuts it off probably, right? Chumra, gabi chumra. So the Chasam Sofer says, it's kind of impossible to shut the Gemara that way. I'll read the Chasam Sofer from his Chidushim. It's really probably from a Chuvah. It's printed on any typical Shulchan Aruch. On the bottom somewhere, they have this Chasam Sofer. I'll read it to you. The Chasam Sofer. On the Smogon Avram. The Avram is Simon Tov Salach. It's not even Simchon Av. It's before Av. It's an introduction to the Simon. Come to Chasam Sofer, writes the Sofer. The Rambam requires Shiri Shas Ktsira, right? And Yisrael Amal Gaba is no good, right? Him Kain, Eich Yatsanu Yidei Chovas Shmira Mishas Ktsira Vakotrim Goyim. There are no Jews in the agriculture business. The Goyim do it. Even Tchina is sometimes done by a Goy with Yisrael Amal Gaba. How does that work? Says as follows. These poskim who say Elisha Nafi is a Jew, where is the name of Elisha Nafi? Shmira. Shmira. Sarach Loma, I'm reading to the Lush. The Halosh ve'ofehu atzmo Sarach Lios ha-Meshameh v'chochimus. She'isa tachas yadu, it's in your hands. V'yev sh'le'achash yishmar zeh. It's the Miri. V'keva de v'inan shmira l'shmo yev sh'yolosh goycheh v'kotlan. Oh no, I would have to leash of Afia. I will shimu de tzira and nano alashkocha shalotipo alachitim maimi kamokam acher. Vizayokal ashomi yisrael ishmu kavanu lishmo. Vakotrim vatochlin maise kofavdi. Vasi shaper. Look at my chuba simukhu kofkin. Wow. Very important. We discussed it already earlier, this comment of the Chasam Sofer. Two halachas in Shmira. One is a Maisa Shmira by the Elisha Nafia, and one is just a Shimur. Make sure nothing comes in from the outside. Two different dinners, and they explain it by the Chasam Sofer, what we're referring to is Tshuva Kuf Chav Ches Nor Chaim. He spells out in his Hagah on the Mogan Avram at the very beginning of Simon, Tov Sam. Tov Sam. That's what it says. Tov Sam. Now, we have to understand, Rabosai, how far we go with this instruction the Mogen Rambam spoke about to the non-Jew to do his trial properly. Let's take a look quickly at the Mishnah, which is very, very important. See what he says. Look over here, please, if you don't mind. Mishnah Brura, Sif Koton Gimel. Primarily quoted the Mogen Avraham. Primarily. This is as follows. We'll start with a small Zion of the Shaar Tzion. That's what Vav is actually. The left over. The Tov Shei Yisrael B'Atri Yisrael Gam Ken Tzas. Try to help him out a little bit. When we call Mogen Mutna Lassol Zadei Cher Shadu Vekon Medei Akum. Better. No less adapted than Nafshu. Vida. Da Filudasa Mekilim Omen Al Gabam. Which are many posts in the Rav Haigon. Lo yistapek b'masha omalo pam achas konem asiyo shi'chav l'shem mitzvahs matzah. Rak tzorich l'asiro b'chol shoh al zeh. Shlo yasichu daita mizeh. Wow. This kid just tell him once to put on autopilot. You gotta tell him each time. You gotta tell him all the time. You shouldn't forget. So writes the Mishnah Brura, end of Sivkotten Gimel. A major yisod. This yisod is explicated further. Very important. Explicated further. And if you're alacha v'kot, I mishne brura mashkasav da olasatol shemenichin the kotnik the maimatol hakemah. They make a mistake that they get under by mitzvah to water the flower. It's terrible. That's part of the leisha process. The mesech l'shavos last year ended the mesech. More than that. They buy kemach shmuro lafiras matzoseh, and let the ketanim put the water in the flour. They make big mistakes. They think it's the kemach esum chidim shesham v'mishas ksira shmuro matzah. Yotze de'akol v'tos gadalu shebechol ofenu ikar alish v'afia. Next page. Hanesinas Mayim Toch Hakemach Va'alisha Va'aricha V'yesh Om Gam Hanik. What's Nikur? What's Nikur mean? What the making those holes that, you know, perforate the matzahs? No, it doesn't accomplish anything. Va'afiyah Edegdolim V'yakol B'feresh Matzahs Mitzvah. Says it below. V'yayt Tzoruch Shihom V'chol Matzah Matzah Shihom Matzahs Mitzvah Aliyom V'kal Echad Ma'ashe Yaseh Hayom B'inyan Matzah Zu Yaakol L'Shem Mitzvah Matzah. Once a day. Who's Hurani? The main Hurai. The Aminik be Yisrael Shabbos Afias Matzahs Baal Amatzahs Hayom V'chozeh Plav Oskim Kama Pomer Shiyaskol Shem Matzah Mitzvah. The person who was running that, who wanted his him out to visit the seder table, we keep telling the guy, or the yidden, say the shabbat shem. So many times, it should remain. It was an ogei b'damim. Very good. But achshav yamele nisrofei faminig hazeh. You know why? Meshekama medakim ligach matzah shmur lelele haseder. Alright? V'amatah shmur nefa b'chol mini hidu v'bnei shayid apirov lochan osa min rabba yir. That's what I do. I buy from the tzelem ha-rabba, the papa rov. That's true. My stamatz is machine matz. I'm not a doctor. I will be emes yot ascharena bev sadenu. It's just sof rova olam ein lokin matz shmura v'yotzim b'stamatz. That's true to this day. You count all of the non-orthodox. They buy matz. They're not going to buy shmura matz. They can't even get them when they're in the hoopets where they live. They go to a store. They buy hopefully. They buy matzahs for Passover use. Some buy chas v'shalom. But then we call pshutas. Ukshiktanim oskin binyan elisha v'aricho v'raygavna en yosni matzah. Ken yosin tov oyer shaminik shalafonim shir balabayis onim v'omim ben matzahs mitzah lefnei al kol shizeh v'kom el gavam v'yotze kalpon el dayash v'yashniya. Better off then?
Why does he say that minhag weakens?
The minig weakened because nowadays, Rav Mosai is saying, the old days, buy from the Rav. The Rav did it right. Now if we make it ourselves, we don't do it so right. Now you know, Rav Mosai, I'm scared to make my own maps. I'm scared. Even though there's someone watching me, I'm afraid I'm going to blow it. I have a good talking. They do it in Winsburg. They do it in Winsburg. They're doing a better job than I would do myself. Maybe I'm being naive. Maybe we'll go next week to see what Tel Aviv looks like. Maybe I may have to reorder my matzahs for this year. We'll see. We're going to keep an open mind. We also should look at the Shmur matzahs, the machine matzahs. Look, a careful look. Before you order matzahs, we should go on the strip. I had some eye-openers last time. It's already 17 years. I forgot what we saw. You may want to kasha your kelim. You may want to do a lot of things. A lot of things you may want to do. I'm not going to stop you. Do what you want. Narabos, let's go further. The Mikroi Kodesh says as follows. He thinks that the Mishnah Berurah went a little bit overboard. Why did he go overboard? Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah over here. Sifkoton Gimel at the end. V'lo yistapek b'masha omer lo pamachas kodem asiya shichal ha'shim mitzvot matzah. Rak tzorech la'asir kochol shoh al zeh she'asichu data mizeh. And he says, look at Bialach, he says the same thing. But he says, you know what? Says the Mikroi Kodesh, if you look at the Mishnah Yaakov, it's Simon Chafal, he tells you where to look. He's talking about Goyim. Goyim. You're talking about Goyim, and you want the Goy to do a good job, you got to remind him constantly. But Yidden, if a Jewish person is doing it, and you remind him from the very beginning, the Mishnah Yaakov never said that it's no good. Oh. Why? With the two principles. One principle is Kola Ose Al Das Rishonahu Ose. The famous principle that you start off right, we assume it's all going on autopilot, based on the good start. Tomorrow. Kola Ose Al Das Rishonahu Ose. That's one reason to be maksher by a yid, if it started off right. The Bialocha went further and said, what did he say? What should you say? That a person should say, you saw it over here, Kol Masha Esayom, right? Whatever I say the whole day is the Shema. Masha Yasayom, Ben Yematzazuyi, Ben Kol Hashem, Ben Samad. You don't even need that. You don't need that. It's, it can't hurt. The belt and suspenders. You don't even need it. Call the whole status quo. Yes, sir.
What are you reminding the Goyim?
No. Mishkas Yaakov said, if the Goyim are doing it, and you have to be Omer al Gabbat to make sure there's the right Kavana, every X amount of minutes, you fill in the X.
Who has the right Kavana?
The Goyim.
The Goyim has what Kavana?
The Shem Matzah Mitzvah. You don't believe it, huh?
No.
But look at the Rosh one more time at Simcha Chava. I'm not saying you're wrong, but look at the Rosh Simcha Chava. The Rosh says, end. Rav Haigon Kosav, Matzah Shafo Nochel Lefnei Yisrael, Yishima Ketikuna Muteras Yisrael, La'ochla. That's what it says over here. Right. He didn't say, Rav Haigon, that what? That what? That you tell the Goy to have in mind. He didn't say a word. You who said it? The Magen Avraham said it. The Magen Avraham said it. He saw it in the Ber Hetiv. The Ber Hetiv quotes it over here in Sivkoton Beis. Look at it. It's right here. It's the second line of the second column. It's Yom Alo. You tell the guy, Lassus the Shem Pesach. Here it is. Can't believe it. Mishru is quoted from the Magen Avraham. Yes, sir.
So why can't you just tell him to say in the morning that everything you're doing today is a Shem?
That's not enough, because if it's prepared by a guy, it won't work. That's what Mishru said. Mishru Brewer didn't get it fully right. But my guy, it won't work. Who said so? Mishkanos Yaakov, Simon Chafal, and by Yidda Woodward. You're suggesting like this. Kolosa Das Rishona won't work by a Nachri. But if you said Beferish, I'm doing the whole day, that should work by a Nachri. That's what you're assuming. Look, you believe that. Look at the Mishkanos Yaakov inside, Simon Chafal, we'll see what he says. I haven't looked it up yet. So we'll bring me tomorrow, Mishkanos Yaakov. We have it downstairs. Look at Simon Chafal and see exactly what he says. Oh. But now, Rabosai. Now. We have the Bir Halacha, which we spoke, glossed over yesterday, the day before. I want to read you a key statement made in brackets and see if it's going to prove something about the machine. The Mikroi Kodesh first tries to prove that a machine works from Afiyah Lishma. What's Afiyah Lishma? Afiyah Lishma is you put it into the oven and the oven bakes it by itself. So I put it in the machine and the machine bakes it by itself. What's the difference? What's the difference? He rejects it by signing the Bialach of a low open. Here's on page 116. It's a very short part, very short. And he explains why. Why must it be Afiyah Lishma? The last line of Bialach. Shem Degam Ben Esino LaTanur Sarech Shmira Shelo Yashen Neged Pia Tanur Vakem En Chosh Lezeh. In other words, when you say about the Shmova, you don't mean that you leave it there for 2 minutes in the oven. No! We mean you're putting it into the oven. But if you leave it there too long, when it's not too hot and not boiling hot and still not room temperature, it can become chametz very quickly, as we all know. That's the issue. So you can't prove from here that there exists a concept of the Shema on something which happens completely you're passive when it happens. Which works with a machine or works with an oven. No! The Afiyah, he says over here, Achidish, is not the leaving in the oven itself, but rather putting it into the oven when you're doing an action. That's number one. Yes, sir?
I mean, the Mishnah Berurah, the Be'er Halacha on the previous page, the long Be'er Halacha.
Yeah, what does he say?
So he said, I mean, he's talking about the Daktagin, Lasos, Masa Shmur, Shalom Lichon, Esachitim, Ela Ade Yisrael Berechayim, Shal Yad, Ruadim Berechayim, Shal Mayim.
That's exactly what I was about to quote. Baruch Shekivanta to the Mikroi Kodesh. Says, look, Mefurish Uriah, that's Mutter. What's Rechayim? It's a water mill. What's a water mill? You know what it is? You know what it is? It's a machine. You know? The water powers the mill, goes around and around and around and around and around. It's a machine. It's a simple, straightforward machine. You see, Mefurish Uriah Halacha, then the machine is good. What do you say? Is it a good Uriah or not a good Uriah? Why not? Exactly. We just said before, the cutting, the harvesting, the grinding, that's not your action, you're just watching it. So all you have a right is that the machine works for the grinding. Maybe of course you use the machine for grinding. But for the kneading and the baking, maybe it doesn't work. Shkoyach Godel. I love you. I'm not sure the Mikroi Kodesh even makes a tchiyah. So you look yourself, you want to look it up, Rabbi Osai, in the Mikroi Kodesh, it's on page Chof Aleph. So look, I think it's in Simon Gimel. Fine. The truth is, Rabbi Osai, back to the original question. Yes, I'm sorry.
If you were going to compare it to Katsira and say that just that the grinding can be done by machine because it's just like Katsira that doesn't need to be done on the Israel.
Right.
But the Chassam Sofer said that Shema only applies once it gets into your hands, once you have the ability to do it. So at this point, it sounds like a machine. It's in your hands. There would be a requirement of Shimur, of Lishma, and it sounds like through a machine is enough to do that.
By Trina.
Agreed.
So agreed. You can use machine Trina, but not machine. Our machine, you will not see the Trina when you go to the machine. Those flowers ground up months ago. All you see the machine doing is two things. Lisha and Afir. Nothing else.
So why should we, if it works for Trina, why shouldn't it work for Lisha and Afir?
Oi, we just said before the Chassam Sofer. We said already the last couple of days a few times. There are two separate halachas for both sides. There is the Shimur of the Lisha and Afir. The Lisha and Afir, you're doing the action yourself. Because if you, that's when it's most susceptible to become chametz. That's the actual pu'ula. That's Shimul Hashematz's mitzvah, according to some authorities. Remember we had the two steer and the two Rashis?
I thought
we said the Rashi says the Shem Matzah's mitzvah by the Lisha and the Afiyah, and Rashi says the Shem Matzah by the Tzira and the Trina. We had suggested, at least.
Well, the minag is to be makbid on.
Ah, minag lechatchila is even to do it by the Tzira. I've never been by the Tzira. They say the Shem Matzah's mitzvah. I've never been by the Tzira, by the Trina. We don't attend these events. And even after our trip, we will not have been at the event. Right!
No, there's some people who are my
friends. The briskers will take their own knife and go like a bris meal, a sheep on the wheat.
And the rechai,
yeah, and they grind it, they pile at their heads. Brisker chumers. We love brisker chumers. Keep them. We love them. It gives us an idea of the brisker Rav said, I'm not a machmir. He was very, very upset with that title machmir. And why you connect him? I don't know if that's machmir. The brisker Rav said, I'm not a machmir. I'm not a machmir. What are you, they asked him. I'm a medakdek. A machmir means you go beyond the law. So I don't want to go beyond the law one iota. I want to keep the law. But the desire to keep the law, the brisker Rav drank water outside the sukkah. What? Brisker Rav? Aren't you a machmir? I'm not a machmir. There's nothing wrong with going outside the sukkah to mefurish it in the Shulchan Aruch. No problem. But I'm a medakdek. Brisker Rav was careful with his words. Kach shamati. I can't figure out. I wasn't there for the present of the conversation. In any event, but these things they're not machmir. They're medakdek. They claim you need shayat all the way. The ktsira. Some say it came with the ktsira. Fichu. Didn't say ktsira. We saw that vehicle.
I don't know if they really think that's required. That they might be masking as a chumrah, but it just makes sense as a hiddur given that all these amorim are piling up.
Okay. It's a hiddur. We call them bedaktik and behidur, not machmir. Hazah. Okay. Rabbi Osai. The original words in the Gemara, hafichu l'shem mitzah or matzah, indicate the pshuto, Rabbi Osai, the what? The what? That you have to have those mices being done lishma against the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer said until you get the Lish and Afir, you don't have to have the mice of lishma. What will the Chassam Sofer do with the Lashon of the Gemara? Afichu l'shem mitzvah matzah. Interesting question. Maya, yeah.
I read the Chassam Sofer saying that the entire thing is Shmira. But that in itself is lishma. That's what it is. And it's only once it comes into.
Why do you use expression of fichu? I think it means turn it around. Or my answer.
Even at that point.
Okay. Yeah, my answer is doesn't mean you have to do that action. You just while the guy does the action. It means at the time of the afichu, she had a mind the shame is or not. It's a bit of a doch, but I think that's all the way. I think we had a mind as well. Rabbi Osai. We had mentioned before, as my last point, I only have 3 minutes to go. At a Shmuz in the Beis Medrash today,
the lashon of the Gemara is the Amar Lehu Lahanu de Mahav Tekipi.
Right.
That he said to the people who were doing it.
Afichu l'shem Mahav.
So is it possible that the people who were doing it weren't necessarily Jews?
It's certainly possible. That's the Chassam Sofer would say.
So is that a reading?
It's a reading, not the only reading. Now, both say, I want to share the Korban Asana. We have to end now, but just briefly. A fight, of Mamash, a fight. What's Pshat in the end of the Rosh Simon Chavov? A Mamash, a fight, a battle. We had a battle in the Beis Medrash, and we found a battle in the Tour of the Beis Yosef and the Bach. Just a one minute. How do you read the words? We'll start with this tomorrow, really. But let's just finish this to give you the preview now. What does it say, Rabbi Say? He quotes the Shiltis. This is page, it's column 2, line 2, and page Chof in our print. The Shiltis says, you need what? You have to watch the Chimetz Minat, min enafla mayil avei. Right? You have to, from the very beginning, inami, what the base is, lo shal yisa nachchesh v'chad l'lam neshimininu. Yeah? Af al pi di afiyah yis afiyah yisrael ba'dei avavadu v'shima b'shaz afiyah lo nachri lechavos. Okay, you have to unleash the Shema. That's the Shiltus. Rav Cohen said in Zal Kosa, Lotz de Chova Belayla Rishona, Eila b'matza shenefer Yisrael l'shem matza. Shenefer shmata b'sar matza zah shetei b'shumer l'shem matza. So there's some who claim that he means only requires Afia. Nothing more. Nothing more. He's arguing the Shiltus that requires Lisha. That's how some read the, that's how some Rav Cohen said it. That's how the Bach read Rav Cohen Tzedek. If you look in the Korban Asana Gimel, what did he say? Shusov afapisha mishas tchina shafia konas de shimer Yisrael mikomakom im ofa nochil anafi lechavos. That's mazel tov. What about the other way around? What if the everything until afia was to a goy and the Jew did the baking? That's really he doesn't address it really. Okay. Rav Haigon says no. Nochil lefnei Yisrael. It works. What do you mean? Afora. What about the Lisha? So I personally thought Lisha and Afir are identical. Last line in the Rush is Hamachmirim v'loshin v'ofen v'yatzman. It's all the same. It's all the same thing. The Mamash one and the same. That's what I thought. And I believe it's a right from the Tur. Because the Tur says V'kain, Kosa, V'rav, Kohen Tzedek. The same as what? The same as the Shiltas. I mean the same. According to the way we read the Rush, basically, it's not the same. So I can give you some previews. But tomorrow we'll start by learning the Rush and the Chavav. We'll continue discussing the midst of the Shema. Hopefully we'll try to finish if we can tomorrow. Yeah.